Imam Muhammad Al-Dersani and a handful of volunteers stand in front of a home under construction in Lehigh Acres. Before they get started on the drywall, Al-Dersani opens their workday with a prayer.
We thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to get together to help some of your people.
And then they get to work. Al-Dersani says the project to build a three-bedroom home known as the House of Abraham started in 2010.
The idea was to bring Muslims, Christians, and Jews to work together on building a house through Habitat for Humanity. Similar projects were done in different counties and in different states, actually, and they wanted to copy that to Southwest Florida.
The nonprofit Habitat for Humanity of Lee and Hendry counties approached faith communities in the area to get involved. More than 50 groups joined the project. Pastor John Daugherty's church, First Baptist of Fort Myers, was one of them.
I thought, what a wonderful way to come together and do something constructive, not using a pun intentionally, but to do something together that would build community.
Rabbi Jeremy Barris of Temple Bethel in Fort Myers says it made sense to do an interfaith project like this.
Nobody could say they're not interested in helping someone who needs a home find a home. It's something that all of us could easily get behind, and it's a great way to unite.
For 2 years, the faith communities worked to raise the $50,000 needed to build a home. They did so despite a troubled economy and early resistance to the project by some congregations. Construction began early March. About 35 people from different communities worked together to raise the walls of the home, including Pastor John Daugherty.
At that point, the distinctions went away. We're all carrying the walls, we're all lifting, we're all hammering, and that's what I think is probably the most beautiful part of it, is when we are standing side by side.
As Islamic Center for Peace member Muhammad Omar Al-Farouk works on the drywall at the House of Abraham site, he says an endeavor like this can bring about much-needed interaction between communities.
People are just naturally afraid of approaching people of other faith. So I think this type of a project drops a lot of those walls, but still people have to show up for them to benefit from that.
Most of the interaction that I've experienced has been with homeowner groups rather than other faith communities.
Joanne Landis-Ross is a local Habitat volunteer and a member of its Building on Faith Committee, which organized the project. Since the wall raising, few faith communities have come out to build. Ross gathers people from her church to come to the site each month, but she says enthusiasm for the project among most other congregations has waned.
It's been an all-inclusive experience for me, and I think other members of the committee have felt the same spirit, but we need to do more with involving members from each of our faith denominations to share that experience with us.
Rabbi Jeremy Barris says he became too busy.
I was involved early on and backed away, not because I wasn't interested, but just because I was involved with so many other projects.
Pastor John Daugherty says his congregation is mostly elderly and their participation was monetary.
Primarily, we got involved financially. I've been serving on the planning team, the steering committee for the Faith Build, and continue to serve on that.
But despite diminished participation from faith communities, 3 months later, the Lehigh Acres home known as the House of Abraham is nearly completed.
We are putting the sheetrocks on the walls right now.
David Ocasio, his wife Jondri, and their two kids will own the House of Abraham. Jondri says the family puts in their sweat equity hours by working on their own home and other Habitat houses close by.
We go every week, in the week, in the weekends. We do a couple hours here, maybe 3 a day, 6. So it depends.
The Ocasios attended the wall raising and know that people from different faith communities helped build it. David Ocasio says he appreciates the idea.
Every time we pinch a finger or get a cut, it's the same color of blood coming out, you know, different types, but same color. We're human, and by seeing how all these churches and all these communities coming together to build houses in this economy, it's a miracle, you know. For us, it's a miracle.
A dedication marking the home's completion is scheduled June 29th. Although it's referred to as the House of Abraham, David and Jondri see it as the home of the Ocasios. Leaders in the House of Abraham initiative hope to continue the project. At the end of the day, they say it's about building homes for families who need them. Farah Dasani, WGCU News.